Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Let me know if y'all can hear me, because I had to. Okay. Hey, sir. How you turn my music off? Hey. Hey, let me get a mic check for the first time. I hope y'all can hear me. I sound far away. Okay, hold on. How I sound now. Okay, I think I had my Okay, great. Hey, sis. Hey, Tanya. Hey, y'all. Tanya almost missed us. Hold on. Hold on. Happy New Year, y'all. I'm about to bring y'all in. It's a new time. Sis, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year. Tanya, let me know. I know you said you was doing something with your auntie. I don't know if you're at home, but let me know when you're ready for me to bring you in. Happy New Year, sis, for the one time. I was jamming before I came on air. How do you say, hey, Nana? Kaya. Hey, I love my babies. Hey, Kaya and Kari. I've been in a good mood. I was sitting here doing my billing. I almost made it. I was trying to get my billing done before I got on air, so I would have to do it when I got on. I got 5 more clients. I tried, though, y'all. I tried to get it done. Let me see if Tanya ready. Hold on a second. Hey, Tanya.
Hey. I didn't really want to be off mute because I got the kids around me. They were just yelling Happy New Year over and over. I'm like, I can't hear you.
Okay. Happy New Year, Kaya and Kyrie. I will take you back off mute. And say, you can just mute your phone. Happy New Year. That's what's up. Yeah. Hey, sis, so how your New Year been going so far?
Girl, just busy. I was off this weekend, so I was able to get caught up on some sleep that I really needed.
That's what's up. See that you don't never have a week or weekend. That's what's up. Happy New Year. I think that's Keontae out there, Jerome out there. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. I do miss y'all, too. It's been a little while since I've been back on air. Hey, Leon, I got the family in the building, though. What's up, Leon? Keontae? Who's that? I don't know what the other number is. That's what's up, y'all. But, yeah, I definitely said I was going to get back on first of the year. I know I've been missing for a minute, but I just not so much needed a rest, but there was just some things, you know, going on and it was conflicting with the time for the radio, but I definitely was saying I was going to come back the first of the year, and I am back. So welcome back to the show. This is season 5, episode 93. I still got to go back. I was doing that earlier, but I said I was going to take up too much time. But I still got to go back and upload. And Bree in the building. Okay, y'all. Okay, family, stand up. I think that's the shot. Hey, the family in the building, sis. You hear me?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I like. The family. They did. They definitely showed up and showed out today. Yeah, y'all. So again, welcome back to the Enigmatic Wave Radio Show. I miss you guys so very much. I definitely appreciate the support. And then when I say I'm coming out, y'all definitely come and support the sis and the Nana and the sis and the Nana and the mama. But I definitely appreciate that. But, yeah, I wanted to come on and just kind of talk a little bit about, you know, looking back on 2023. I know that was, like, over 365 days ago, but I know a lot has happened with everybody don't have to share, you know, too many personal things. But I just wanted to kind of have you guys chime in to those who want to chime in and just say, you know, reflecting back on your 2023, this is not my New Year resolution show. It was just to kind of chop it up a little bit about 2023 and, you know, the good, the bad, the rejections, the takeaways, the highs, the lows, or even just keep it all positive and just do the highs, the goods, and the takeaways, or keep the bad and do all the the lows, the bad, and the rejections. But I know for me, I learned a lot from 2023, as we all should, you know, moving from one chapter of our life to the next chapter. So I just wanted to kind of see who wanted. I know Bree, I don't know if Bree wanted to kind of chime in. I know she got a class in a little bit. So you guys hit your number one if you want to chime in and just kind of share a little bit about looking back, reflecting back on 2023. Again, it don't have to be too personal, but if you wanted to share a little bit, just hit your number one. I would definitely bring you in. Sis, did you want to kind of share first? 2023 reflecting. I know you're gonna laugh, okay? Because I know I go second from last. So, I want to bring my folks in. Jerome, you ready to chime in? You always got some wisdom for the sisters. So, text me or hit your number one on your phone, and I'll bring you in. Oh, I got a few text messages. Da, da, da. Oh, I do appreciate you guys chiming in today. I think that's Amber. Oh, I got the whole crew in the building. Literally. There you go right there. Hold on one second. Hey, Jerome.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. How you doing? I got so many people logged on today. I had to kind of scroll up and down to find you.
What's going on?
I'm doing pretty doggone good, by the way. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. I took a little hiatus, but I don't even want to call it a hiatus or anything like that, or a break. I just was kind of, my schedule was conflicting with the show, so I just kind of waited until, like, I had a time to come back. So I was coming back. I wasn't going to be gone too long. Yeah. But I definitely appreciate you always supporting the show. But, yeah, I just wanted to kind of, you know, get everyone's feedback or input on, you know, 2023, just reflecting back, looking back on the year, how was it for you? Again, you don't have to share anything personal or anything like that. Just a little insight on last year.
Oh, for sure. Last year was a journey. It was a roller coaster, you know, but I think last year was really like a year of just planting seeds for real and getting grounded, you know, and this year the year to reap the benefits for real, you know what I'm saying? And because it's all about perspective for real. We can't pretend and say like, shit, life was bad, but nah, life taught us some lessons, you know what I'm saying? Some people we need to get out of our lives. You know what I'm saying? People we need to bring in and just how we need to move as individuals too. So, like, yeah, 2023, it definitely was a blessed year for me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Who was that? Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. I wanted to kind of, you know, get some of them positive stories out there, too. I know for me, and I'm going to kind of jump back and forth. I know I wanted to talk a little bit more detail towards the end of the show. But I know for me, my main thing was leaving people. You know what I'm saying? In that time. Uh-oh, y'all. I'll be tripping. I'll be seeing things in the corner of my eye. Like, who was that walking around in my kitchen? That's all like, uh-oh, hold on, y'all. And I thought I saw somebody in there. But, yeah, I know for me, everybody I left in 2023, I'm going to leave there in 2023. I was talking to Bree. No, it wasn't Bree. It was somebody. Maybe it wasn't Bree, but I was telling somebody that, or maybe it was my auntie, that I feel as though I don't need to explain to anyone the reason why I'm not dealing with them anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't think I owe that person an explanation. Like, it's just over. You know what I'm saying? Like, male or female, a family member or a friend, whoever the case may be, because it, for me, it releases too much of my very valuable energy that I try to preserve for myself, you know. So those I just stopped talking to or stopped dealing with in 2023, that's just where they're going to stay. And again, it's not a New Year's resolution. And I think everybody, they mark that year because it is a time to mark change. You know what I'm saying? So it's not about, okay, for the new year for 2024, this me in 2024. No, you know, I didn't do this, and I done walked this path and journey down this journey for this amount of days in this year, and it's just time for me to continue change. So that was my main thing for last year, just to cut people and leave them there. And sometimes it's, you think about it, like, you done had these long-lasting relationships with people, friendships or whatever, but you just outgrow people. You just really do. You, as you should. You know what I'm saying? It's good to have friends, you know, like me and Sis. I've been knowing her since we've been, I don't even think, in our teens or early teens or pre-teens. You know what I'm saying? Long time. But sometimes you just got to let that go. So that was my main thing for last year. I would definitely want to do that. Definitely want to do that. And learn lessons. Like, I've learned a lot of lessons moving out of last year into this year. And I actually think I've been on a pretty good path, you know, taking that old and bringing it to the new. Absolutely. If you guys want to chime in the conversation, just hit your number one and let us know. Give us some good wisdom that you learned in 2023, Jerome. I like your wisdom. Your wisdom is pretty cool.
I would say, one, like, watch how you look at situations. Because a lot of times, like, situations aren't always bad. And even with, like, mm-hmm. some people, let's just say, like, some people be in our lives, and let's just say it don't play out how we wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we wasn't in a position to receive that person. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or for them to receive us. You know, because a lot of times we look at stuff so personally and emotionally that we can't look at things objectively. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. just watching how we look at things, and also, like, our words. I had this cool job I was working, right? I'm talking about it was mm-hmm. good money. And I had told myself, like, the money was so good, I was like, the only way I'm getting rid of this job is if God makes me or if they fire me. I said it so much, they fired me. You know what I'm saying? So I told myself, I say, damn.
I mean, that's not funny, you know? But I get that, yeah.
maybe I spoke that because I said it so much. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. just watching our words, you know, like all the time it ain't people praying on our downfall. Sometimes it's the things we speak about ourselves and our own lives.
Absolutely.
So just being intentional about what we say. So I learned that.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely, and that's something I learned that a few years ago, and I've been striving to that more because your words are very powerful. Like people, they have this little experiment where you could put you have these two jars, and you could put rice in both, and you speak negative to one jar and positive to the other jar. The one that you speak negative into, it turns black. And just disgusting looking. But the one that you speak positive to, it just stays just as white as it was when you put it in there. That's facts, for real. You got to watch how you say. And I think we're so, as humans, we're so hard on ourselves. So it makes that difficult to do. But that's facts, man. Like, you got to really watch what you say. And and I think that's, it has become more common now to do that, like watch your words. But definitely watch your words, man. I hope this not recently you lost your job. I hope this is like the past.
Oh, no,
it
was recently. No, it was recent. Yeah, it's a lesson in everything. Also to keep in mind, too, if we give people the power to feed us, we give them the power to starve us. You know, so just keeping that in mind. So if we got certain skills and abilities, like make money off our own skills. Like don't always go to other people to employ us, because then they got the power to let us go. And then when they let us go, we disappointed. So it taught me that too. Like master my craft more, like, get paid more of my gifts.
That's facts. That's some good facts. I got my grandchildren over here. I know they sucking that up, so I definitely appreciate you putting that wisdom out there, and my children. So, yeah, I love that. That's definitely good stuff right there. Did you want to chime in?
I'm here. I was listening.
Oh, no, you cool.
2023 for me, It was rough because and April 16th of 22, my son was murdered in Cleveland going to play basketball. So in 23, by people who ain't even know. So in 23, it's the trial, you know, and it was dealing with that, and the fact every day that when I wake up, I ain't gonna see my son, you know. But one thing I can say, going back to 22, when I had the homeborn service with my son, God showed me just how blessed I am, and the fact that my son did what God himself wanted him to do. You know, because in 23, I really had an opportunity to reflect on myself, to really take a look at me, my family, you know, just really look at my parenting. Did I do everything I was supposed to? And I'm like, okay, I did. You know, my kids went out here in the streets. I raised them up in church. I did, like, the things that I was supposed to. They a product of a two-parent household, like, just everything. And I was just like, okay. And then I had to realize, I said, when we live our lives, it's not always about you. And it showed me with going through this trial and everything, I said, wow, it was three young black men that didn't even know my son. I said they had never seen him before, nothing. And just listening. So all he could do was apologize to me. And at the same time, I mean, your apology is because you got caught. Now you got to spend, all three of y'all got to spend the rest of your life in jail. And, but you took somebody away from a lot of people. But what I learned to do in 23, like for me, I had to make a choice. Like at that point, because I wasn't feeling joy, I wasn't feeling happiness, I wasn't feeling any of that. I wasn't feeling anything but a pain that I can't even describe as a woman, as a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, having to be a mom to my other two children. And try to find out who I am as a new me. Because when my son was murdered, a part of me was murdered. A big part of me. So 23 meant for me just like really trying to understand and trying to figure out how do I find joy, how do I find happiness in this world. You know, and so the latter part, because the trial ended, well, they took a plea deal, and otherwise they wouldn't have gotten just life. So when I looked and I sat there, and that's one thing that I did reflect on when I was at work on New Year's Eve, and I work at a hospital, so I was at the hospital, and I thought about all the patients that was there and all of the parents that were there and how they were feeling at this moment, not knowing or just losing or, you know, just welcoming a new baby into their life, like all the emotions that they all felt. And I just stood there and I cried a little bit and I thought about that. And I was just like, I'm blessed because some people didn't have an opportunity to spend 24 years with their son. He was never in trouble. You know, neither one of my kids never in trouble, never just out here in the street, very intelligent people. And all I could do was just choose joy at that point, say God truly blessed me. So 23 is a year of reflection, and it's a year of making choices and choosing to be happy. So that's what, and trying to figure out what that means, because I think that's what 24 is going to be for me, like really trying to dig deep and really figure out what that means, because I think being happy is a choice. Like, we wake up every day, and we have a choice regardless of whatever the circumstances is. And I also was sitting here listening to Jerome when he spoke about how he repeated the same thing over and over. So God says that there's power in the tongue. So there's power in your words. And just every day, everybody, just speak joy over yourself. Seek prosperity over yourself. Seek life over yourself. Because once you walk out the door, you got the whole world against you if you're not fighting it in your house. So just, you know, choose joy and seek joy and honor, you know. And I think that's what it is. So I can look at 2023 and not be sad. I can look at 23 and say, okay, I'm able to take the things that I learned, you know, and the things that I realized about me. Just like 22 was the year that they murdered my son. But I can look at 22 and I can say the last conversation that I had with my son was the best conversation I ever had with my son. Because we really were able to, it was a no-holds-barred conversation. And it wasn't like fun conversation. It was more like two really good friends, like best friends, just being open and honest with each other about everything and just laughing, you know? And that type of honor, I pray that for everybody, because you never lost with wondering how you feel about a person or how somebody feels about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for 23, I wish that for everybody, that you can love somebody enough to truly honor them, and vice and love yourself enough to honor yourself, because honor is more than just saying I love you to somebody. And that's it.
Wow, sis. You know, I really don't. I'm not going to say I don't know what to say, because, of course, I've never lost a child, but I definitely can't imagine what you've been through. You know, I've talked to you, so I kind of know, too, at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate mm-hmm. you sharing that. I don't want to get too deep, because I don't want to get sad. When I was feeling myself getting sad right then and there, it's like, dang. Because I talked to you, and it's like, you like, sis, I feel this and I feel that. I get it. At the same time, it's like I really didn't pay attention to how much you really was going through. You know what I'm saying? And it's maybe it was me being selfish, and of course, you know, I'm going to be honest, but it's not being selfish towards you on purpose. It just was like, because, you know, every now and again I'll text like, hey, sis, how you doing? But I know I wasn't checking in on you like I should. But
Let me stop you right there, sis. Let me, and I'm going to just put this out there so the whole world can know. And let me tell you something. And, you know, I'm very straightforward and very honest. And
right.
You and I have known each other since we were in elementary school.
Right.
Okay. And we have been there for each other. And the one thing, and I'm going to tell you this, and I ain't being funny, and this mm-hmm. is for anybody. When you lose a son or a daughter, your child, to violence, mm-hmm. your child wasn't sick, okay? So when, if mm-hmm. you have a child that's sick, you kind of, if this is what the medical staff is leaning to, if
mm-hmm.
this is what your intuition is leaning to, you get it. But when it's something that happens out the blue for no apparent reason, no
oh,
reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's nothing nobody can say. It's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a very faith-based person. I really lean on God. And it was nothing nobody could say to me. God tried talking to me, and I couldn't hear him, even at times now. And it took, and my pastor told me when I came back home, you know, like, every time I come, I make it my business, because I need his guidance to tell me, am I heading in the right direction? Am I asking the right questions? So I'll go to my pastor, or I'll call him or text him, look, this is what's happening. This is what I'm feeling, you know? And I know I was raised where you're not supposed to question God. Well, I had a whole lot of questions. Because I didn't understand how my son is walking with his friends to go to a basketball court to play basketball and was shot in the head. Okay? And it was all over the news. All over nationwide news. And I couldn't understand that. When this boy never even had a parking ticket, all he did was work. And he believed in God. I still couldn't wrap my mind around it. Like, I know better. And then a part mm-hmm. of me, it was so conflicted. Since when I tell you, there's nothing you can say or do, because it wasn't a conflict where I'm fighting with my friends or I'm fighting with my family. This was internal. This was mm-hmm. something, when I tell you, sis, I don't know. I was being honest. But when I say it's internal, because I know the word of God. But at the mm-hmm. same time, and I'm trying to lean on how I know the word of God, that them three boys that murdered my son, I didn't want to wish death upon them. I didn't want to have hatred towards them because I'm angry about it. I'm hurt about it. But it's not for me to wish death upon these kids. To me, that's what you are. You up under me. You a kid. And you ain't even 20 years old. You're a kid. You understand? So it was nothing nobody could say. It was nothing my ex-husband could say. It was nothing my children could say, my mom. But like I told you all the time, I appreciated you more than you ever know. Because just saying I'm here or a text or a kind word, that meant more than anything. Sometimes it's like, sis, that's it. I got that. I felt that.
Right. That's a fact.
So I'm telling you that, and even now, on this day, I can tell you, some days are better than others. Some days I want to sleep. If I could just sleep the day away, because it may be hard dealing with, you know, grief is constant because it takes you through a multitude of feelings, of changes. You can be riding your car and listening to music. Everything is fine. A song come on, or you get a smell, and tears just roll down your face, and you're like, oh, my God. Or you walking in a grocery store. You know, and it just happens. And at the same time, when you get to, you know, a position or a point like that, for me, all I can do is just call on Jesus. That's all I can do. Because at that point in time, I can't help myself. But at the same time, I have an adult child that I still have to be there for, and I have one as a minor. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just telling you, sis, I appreciate you.
No doubt. And I know
you don't feel guilty or feel no kind of way, sis, about nothing.
That's what's up. I know, right? I'm such a bad friend. But I know you have me in your faith, and of course I'm not. So I try to definitely respect that. You know what I'm saying? And just let you know, like, sis, I know you there, but I'm here. You get what I'm saying? So I definitely appreciate you acknowledging that. Yeah, that's what's up. You know, earlier today, I was listening to some Usher, and a longtime friend, Big Leon, by the way. I was thinking about him because the Usher songs remind me of him, and it's like, dang, that's just so crazy. Like, when people are gone, they just gone. But hearing you say, like, sometimes it's not just about your son. It could be anyone you boss. You know what I'm saying? And you could just hear something or smell something, and it just reminds you of that person. Like, dang, that is just so crazy. And that's how I was feeling earlier. I had to change up my whole little music station because it's like, it's sad thinking about Pick Me Up. But, yeah, I get it, sis. But
yeah, it's, you know, I'm trying to figure out a way now. What I'm doing is I want to do something else to honor my son. Of course, I have a nonprofit, but I want to do something else, and I'm just not sure as to what direction that is, right? So, you know, I'm leaning on that. I said it when it's time, and when God give me an idea, I'm gonna do that.
You can always start like an organization or a foundation in his name or something. Like, I know, you know, we spoke about the BABY, but even in, you know, something to keep his name or keep his, I don't know the right word to use, but I would start a foundation or organization. Yeah, and then have folks, you know, raise money for that and help other children with that. You know, people do it all the time. I would say do that instead of thinking, you know, too much into it. Just start it until you get to the point where, okay, this is the perfect thing that I want to do for my son. And that could be something you can, you know, start now.
And that's what I want to do, but I don't want to start it and have it sitting there. Because
I get that too.
Because I have a nonprofit organization and I know how much money I put into that, and I'm thinking like a part of me like maybe I need to take the time, but I didn't know if I was ready to talk to other families. But I think because it hasn't been that long, I think maybe I need to take some more time because I don't know. You know, like the show, The First 48, I can't hear. Once I hear the music start playing on somebody's TV, I have learned to mentally tune it out. I can't get with that. And I wasn't like that before. It ain't a show that I sat and watched or binge watched or something, but I know what it's about. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to figure out what I need to do and how I can use my son's story, my story, to help somebody else. Because I think that's the only thing that's going to actually help.
I'm going to say it again, though, sis. Like, and I say this to my children and grandchildren all the time. Like, just do it because you're thinking too much into it. You know what I'm saying? And you'd be surprised, somebody probably waiting for your story. You get what I'm saying? Even though it's so common, even though it's Cleveland, and everybody say this is what Cleveland is about, but it's your story. That's what makes it different because it's your story. No one's story is your story. It can be similar, but it's just not yours. You get what I'm saying? I would just say do it, sis. I would just say do it. And, you know, when I be recommending things and suggesting things to you guys, I be doing it to me, too. I be saying the same thing to me because it's so much that I need to do for myself, like finish my books and other things that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? I am that positive friend that be like, okay, let's just do it, or that positive mother, okay, let's just do it. But it's like, girl, you ain't even need to sell you want to do. But sis, just do it, honey. I know you got your organization that you've been, you know, not moving, but you might just need to do that too. You might just need to dig into that too. And that could be some goals that you set yourself for this year. Like, I'm about to be healthy family, healthy homes. Healthy homes, healthy family. Which one is this? Is it healthy homes, healthy kids? I was close. Healthy homes, healthy kids. You done had that forever. You know what I'm saying? And I know that organization that you have can help other people. It's just, I know you get distracted. Some things that happen in your life that kind of got you distracted and you didn't got away from it. But you got a whole organization. A whole organization that you to put money in. Going in. I'm talking to myself because I got some things going on that I haven't touched in a while. You know, and sometimes we just got to be like, instead of starting that new, of course I still want you to do that for your son, but go back and dig up what we already have. You know, I've been in the process for a couple months. Slowly but surely, like, going through my whole household because I got a lot of stuff in my household. And it's so funny. I had my grandson out here a couple of weeks ago to do some cleaning, and I was on my top shelf, and I was getting out all the cleaning stuff. I was like, wow, I got a whole bottle of this. I got a whole case. I said, queen, stop buying stuff. girl, go through your stuff and use what you got. But I'm talking on a smaller scale. But what you have is on a bigger scale because you have whole organizations that will really help people. You know what I'm saying? So think about this. Even if you don't dive right into it, you know, like head first, okay, this is what I'm about to do. Start, go back to where you started, your healthy homes, healthy kids, and that might spark something for you to start that organization, that foundation for your son. And I think that would really genuinely help you with what you got going on internally, because I can never say, okay, I understand. I can definitely imagine, because if something happened to any of my children, I would be freaking devastated. So, yes, I do understand that. As your friend, I really think you should just start small and do some things that would definitely help you, and then just go with that. Because I know for this year coming up, I definitely want my main goal is to downsize my what's the word I'm looking for? Not so much my environment, but downsize all the way around, everything about me, every entity, my physical, my mental, my emotional, my spiritual. Because I feel like I'm pretty peaceful, but at the same time, I'm not at that point where I don't think no one would ever be at that point where they want to be. What you think about that? I think we've talked about this before. Like, do you think a person would ever really reach that peak where they will be where they really want to be all the way around the board, whether it's financially, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually? Do you think a person would ever reach that point?
I think so, but I think you can still grow as far as knowledge is concerned. But yeah, I think you can be comfortable and be at ease, you know, in every area, but you're still learning, so you're still growing, you know. I think that's the thing. Yeah, I believe you can.
That's what's up. Because I know I pretty much have reached certain points in my life, like where I've been striving to get to for many, many years. But then I might be sitting back, just probably listening to Hell's Kitchen and just in my little zone, quiet, under my cover in my living room. It's like, dang, I still haven't done that. Or I still want to do that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. Yeah, because I know I still got some things I need to do for myself, too. You know, I'm a huge advocate in helping those around me, but I know I need to help myself, too, like get to where I want to be in those realms and, you know, finish some goals I've already started, too. So that's what's up. But, yes, sis, I really want you to pick up healthy homes, healthy kids. Because I remember you used to be so passionate about that. And I know you got
deserved.
You were. And this is for a few people that's listening to this. I know you guys get discouraged when you're striving to accomplish that huge goal, like whether start a business, buy a house, buy a car. But I had to learn myself, like, don't ever give up. Because eventually it's going to happen, you know. So just definitely go back and pick that up. I want to take a moment and see if anybody else want to chime in. Jerome dropped off, but if you guys want to chime in real quick and give us some thoughts on your 2023, if you want to respond to sis and her story or me and my feedback, just hit your number one or text me. I know a goal I want for 2024. I really want to be on my platform. You know, I have had several people tell me that I should do my podcast this way or that way like everybody else. But I don't want to be like everybody else. You know, I've been doing podcasts this way since I've been doing podcasts, right? Even when I was doing it with the one girl, I can't remember her name, but right. But this is just my comfort. I get it. You know, people say you got to get out your comfort zone, but this is what I like this platform. You know, and I look at some other podcasts and watch other podcast shows, but it's like, man, I've been doing this longer than any of them.
Why you
got to
be doing like everybody else?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to do mine like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Does people want you to do it like that because that's what they're used to seeing?
Yeah.
That could be it.
Yep.
They need to change
I'm
the channel.
I'm sure that's what that is. Yeah, but it's like this is what I like. Like I've always, and it's just a conversation. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a newscaster. I'm not that nosy, but I do like to talk about certain things. You know, for a long time, my platform was about relationships. I really want to get back into that too, because I just think that's the best topic in the world, and it doesn't have to just be about intimate relationships. It could just be about relationships, work related, friendship. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just wanted to touch on that a little bit. But yeah, I definitely want to strive to build my platform because I've been doing this. How long I've been doing this? Since 2015.
A year.
Man, that's almost 10 years. That's almost 10 freaking years. But I definitely appreciate everybody who supports the show, though. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all out there, I ain't talking about y'all. Because my family, my children, my grandchildren, they are my biggest supporters, and I definitely appreciate them. You are too, sis, because you done been here, sis. Since we read it to each other. I don't think you wavered at all. But you know I'm going to say this too, and I'm just being a little transparent. You know, I have a few people that I know you and I spoke about it, but maybe I don't want to be that transparent. We can talk about it off air. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought about it. I thought about it. I ain't gonna put that out there like that. But we'll talk about it another day. But, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just wanted to hop on, y'all, because I miss my listeners and my supporters. I wanted to see how everybody's 2023 looked as you look behind you and see what you left behind, and then how your 2024 is looking. So, sis, rushing you, but for your 2024, like your next year coming up, what that look like for you?
So one thing that's on my agenda, I want out of Ohio.
You want out of Ohio?
So I am gonna move fall of 2024 to North Carolina, and I'm going to have Healthy Homes, Healthy Kids up and running the way it should. And I'm going to have started something in my son's honor. So, that's what 2024, you know, is looking at. And I told my daughter, like, I know you're an adult. I know all of this, but I want you to come. I want to get a couple of rental properties. That's what I want to do. I want to get a couple of private years, and I want
up here?
To, and I want to have those up under my nonprofit, and I want to be able to provide a safe place for people in need. That's what I want.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I like that. So you basically looking for like a group home setting or just a safe haven place for people?
I want to get a couple of houses. I don't care if they're single or two family or even a building. And I want to be able to have units in there for a family to go. You know, if it's a woman and kids, if it's a husband, you know, a man and his kids, whoever, I don't care. For you to be safe, have some place that helps you get on your feet and, you know, and move along. Get you a job. Just say you have so many months. I'm just trying to figure it out, even with talking to my friends that's in law. Like, what is the stipulation? Can they stay a year? You know what I'm saying? 6 months or whatever to get you on your feet. And then you out, they come in, do whatever they need to the place so the next people can move in.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that they can get, because I feel like a lot of barriers for people to even have children or to taking care of their own family members, meaning whether it's their kids or they're taking care of their parents or whatever. One barrier is the fact that they don't know how they're going to pay their rent if they have the money to pay their rent, if they have food. So when you take away people's basic human needs, then you have problems. So I want people's basic human needs to be met, and I want to be able to help them do that and then help the next
person. That's what's up. That's what's up. You know something I wanted to do? I don't want to do it anymore. But there was something I wanted to do, and I'm sure I shared it with you. But I know a few years ago I wanted to start a post-release facility. I know I talked to you about it, mm-hmm. where I wanted people that's coming out of jail to have a place like the services they receive when they go to a halfway house. But mm-hmm. I wanted to help them with, of course, education, job placement, housing, all those things. I wanted to do that so bad. But I actually have no desire to do it anymore. And I know why I don't. It's just dealing with the folks that I've dealt with. And I know that shouldn't take away from what you're doing. I know that shouldn't take away from, no, my cat jumped over.
Oh.
The moon. he jumped off my desk and the light had got dark in here. It's like, what you doing? But yeah, I wanted to do that so bad. I really did. But I just lost that passion for that. You know.
Yeah.
And I know I shouldn't have, because that's helping other people. But I don't know. Maybe I will get that passion back, because I do have a strong understanding that even though you may not have a passion for something, it will come back. If it's a passion, it's always going to be a passion. You know what I'm saying? You just might get distracted or uninterested for a brief moment, but I don't know. That's something I've always wanted to do. But that's some good stuff, sis. I didn't know you had those thoughts of doing that. I know you wanted to move out of town. You've been talking about that for a couple of years now, but I like the whole idea of having a place for people to go, because people don't really have that support.
They don't.
Mm-mm.
And that, it's they so really hurtful, don't. You know? It's just, I don't know. I just really genuinely care about people. Sometimes that's a benefit, a plus, and sometimes it can be the one thing that hinders what I'm trying to do, is the fact that I do care about other people. But all I can do is put myself in your shoes and say, that could be me. What's so different mm-hmm. with me and them? Nothing. That could actually be me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. I like that. That's some good stuff. But, yeah, that's what's up. I know for me, for 2024, I just want to continue to strive to stay as peaceful as possible. Like, that's it. It's some small things I want to do, like maybe complete this project or complete this project. But overall, I just want to stay as peaceful as possible, man. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be irritated, aggravated, frustrated. I just want to be peaceful. That's it. I don't think that's too difficult a goal to reach. You know what I'm saying? But I know it's a process there too. I gotta protect it too. In order to stay peaceful, you have to protect your peace. But that's all I want. I'm just saying, sis. I don't want a fancy house. I want me a nice house, though. I want me a nice big house where I can have a room for everything. I want a craft room. I want a workout room. I want a chill room. I want a room for my cats and all their stuff. I want like a 6-bedroom house is what I want.
And it's just you living in it.
And it's but you know what? It's just gonna be me in there, but it's gonna be space for everything I need. So I can just, okay, let me go in here and do this. Let me go in this room and do that. I think that's part of my peace too. So maybe that's coming this year, because I'm very strong and passionate about getting more peaceful and protecting the peace I have. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I want for myself for this year. Nothing big, nothing major.
I get it.
And complete a couple of projects that I've been working on for a while. That's it. I think I'm going to get that done, though. That's kind of small. Yeah, that's what I say, and that's what I know, and I strive to. I think. Leah, are you trying to talk? Because I see your hand up. I don't want to bring you in if you're not. Text me real quick, sweetie. I don't know if he wanted to say something real quick. Let me just see. I can always close it off. Hold on. Cheerio. Did you die by accident? Oh, he might have died by accident. It's real easy to hit that number one. I guess. It is a number one, though.
It is.
I be like, do you want to talk? And I be seeing they are like, nah, they don't want to talk. Yeah, but I don't know what happened to science. He left too. But yeah, I just wanted to hop on here real quick and just kind of check in with everybody and let everybody know that, hey, it's a new year. I did pretty good last year trying to stay, well, not the whole year, but from the time I started back, time I kind of, my schedule was conflicting. But it's good to be back and to hear you guys in my ear. Thank you. I'm trying, girl. You kept pushing me like, sis, you're doing good. I did that one day. I canceled it. I canceled again. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to cancel the rest of the year.
I told myself, I said, don't text her and say nothing about her canceling, girl, because you know I was about to, wait 1 minute now. I had to tell myself, just let it go, let her cancel. I said, she knows it. That's why she canceling
me. I know. Right. I'm you the first person I thought about when I canceled.
I was heading to work. Okay, don't say that. Because I chose to say Siri. Call and I said, don't do that.
At the last minute. Like, no radio today, guys. Catch y'all next week. Dante texted me like, I haven't heard from you since November 16th. I'm like, dang, it's been that long. I said, yeah, it might have been about 6 weeks worth of shows. That's what's up. But yeah, I definitely appreciate everybody still support the show. But yeah,
that's what I'm cooking dinner too. I'm cooking tomorrow dinner now. So that's why you hear me making noise.
Oh, no,
yeah, I got to work, so I was in there baking.
Okay.
I made spaghetti earlier for today, and now I'm in there baking some chicken, making some cilantro, lime rice, and corn.
Okay.
I'm going to make some fried corn or something else. So.
I have some baked chicken thighs or some brown rice or some pineapples. I ate that about 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Yeah, but it was a great, great pleasure, sis, having you on today. I definitely appreciate you, like always, supporting the show. I will be back on air next Sunday, girl. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
My goal, okay. So here is a very realistic goal. So what I said I was going to do is have my shows done for 6 months. I'm going to do that. My topic, I'm going to do that. My short-term goal was to have it before this show. But I didn't reach it. But my long-term goal is to have it hopefully within the next couple of weeks for the next 6 months. Yeah, I'm just going to get it, just knock it out, put it on flyer, just send it out. Like, here's our topic for the next 6 months. Because I tried to do working with the different co-hosts, but that didn't work out. I don't know why it didn't work. I was so excited about that, too. I'm just like, okay, I got at least six people. And then it was like, okay, with six people, that means they do a radio like once every, 6 weeks. But it just didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't going to press it. I'm just going to keep doing what I was doing. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put me a six-month list of titles together. And then that's what we'll be doing, talking about whoever hop in, whoever don't, that
okay.
Off air. Yeah, but that is a goal for me for 2024. And no matter what happens, I'm going to get on air. Even if nobody's on there, I'm just, I checked in.
Yeah.
I'm really passionate about it, though. That's the thing. I really like doing radio. And I was very excited coming on today, so. I definitely appreciate my support coming on and supporting the show for today. But with that being said, sis, I'm about to go ahead and sign out. I couldn't think of the word for that. I'm about to go ahead and sign out. Let everybody enjoy the rest of their Sunday.
Do something different? Okay.
I know.
I'm like, what is he doing?
Yeah. Yeah, but sis, I do want you to interview me one of these topics. What, this year, you going to interview me.
Okay.
And I'm going to interview you because you said you're going to let me interview you. So this year, we're going to interview each other. We definitely got to get that together. So I'll get questions for you and you'll get questions for me. But
okay.
I definitely want to do that for this year. Yeah. So, yeah, with that being said, I thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Queen Enigmatic Radio Show. Today was season 5, episode 93, and 6 more episodes will be in season 6. I'm excited about that. So, yeah, it was great to be back on air, guys. I'm glad we ain't had no technical difficulties coming on either because I'm like, oh, I've been off for a while. Normally when I'm off for a while, I have problems. I have problems coming out, but it was no problem today. So, yep, sis, I love you, hun. I definitely appreciate you.
I love you, too.
You enjoy your meal prep for tomorrow, and I will be calling you in a few days, honey bun. You enjoy the rest of your week, and Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to everyone else. With that being said, we will catch you guys next Sunday, 7 p.m., same time, same station.
It's all, sis. It's all, everybody. Peace.